Yippee! It's time for Listen and Learn with Mrs. Oldham. Are you ready to listen and learn? I know I am. Today we're going to have so much fun together. But before we begin, I need to remind you that this is called Listen and Learn, which means if I ask you to put down your pencil or your crayon, I need you to please listen. Follow those directions and do it, even if you think I'm going too fast for you. It will be okay. You can always finish coloring or writing something at the end. So let's get started. Write your name at the top of your paper. Try to write neatly, and I will too. And then you can put your pencil down because you know we're going to color first. So if you look at the picture, it's a classroom. It looks like they're having reading groups. I have reading groups in my classroom. And it looks like the teacher is a man. So let's start with him. Growing up, I never had a man for a teacher when I was in elementary school, maybe later on in high school, but I always wanted to have one. I always thought that they looked fun. So here's what I want us to do. Look at that man teacher, and let's color his hair brown. Let's color his hair brown. Let's call him Mr. Jones, which is actually someone I know. Okay, so here we go. He's got brown hair, and even if you wanted him to have black hair, this is where you listen. So Mr. Jones has brown hair. Go ahead and put your crayon down. And then let's give, you can kind of see his collar and a little bit of his shirt. Let's make it red. There is someone sitting in front of him at the table, so it's hard to see his whole entire shirt. So just do the part you can see. We'll make it red. Don't color that girl's hair red. Just kind of go around it because she is in front of him. Go ahead and put that red crayon down. And since that girl is sitting in front of him and kind of messing us up, let's color her bows. Let's do blue bows. She's sitting right in front of him. We only see the back of her head. So we'll give her some blue bows. Blue, you know, there's a song, Bluebirds, but we're getting blue bows. And then I'm making that up. I have no idea what I'm talking about. All right, let's give her black hair. Find your black crayon. So she'll have blue bows and black hair. You know what? All of those sounds, blue, black, all of those words, blue, black, bows. They all begin with the letter B. B, B. They all begin with the letter B. That's funny. I didn't even plan it. And the teacher has brown hair, which is also a word that begins with B. B says B. Okay, so she has black hair. Color neatly. Take 2 more seconds. 2, 1. Let's give her a purple shirt. Any kind of purple. Now, she's sitting on the chair, so we're only going to do a little bit of her shirt. Just do the part that you can see. The chair is kind of covering her up because we're looking at the back of her. But you can do her sleeves and the top part of her shirt. And then go ahead and put down your purple crayon. And let's make that chair gray. If you don't have a gray crayon, guess what? Use your pencil. It makes a perfectly good gray color. Or you could use your black crayon and color lightly. I'm making her have a gray chair because guess what? Yep, the chairs in my very own classroom are gray. It's true. We have gray chairs and gray desks. So give her a gray chair. Go ahead and do the chair legs also. There are 1, 2, 3, 4 chair legs. And then while you're holding your pencil or your gray crayon or your black crayon and you're coloring really lightly, let's do the other 2 chairs that the other 2 kids are sitting in at the guided reading table. Go ahead and make those gray as well. So while we're doing this, can you, don't forget to do the legs, can you count how many chairs or how many kids are sitting at the table with their teacher? Yes, we have 3 kids sitting at the table with their teacher. They're reading. And then there's somebody else, but she's not at the table. So she would make student number 4. That's a really small class. I'm going to think that there are kids in the other parts of the classroom that we can't see. All right, go ahead and put down your pencil in 3, or your gray crayon. 3, 2, 1. Okay, do you see the boy sitting at the table with his book? Let's give him some yellow hair. Find your yellow crayon. The boy sitting at the table reading his book. We're giving him yellow hair. We call it blonde. Oh, which is another word that begins with B. Blonde, black, bow, blue. Okay, put down your yellow crayon. Let's give the boy an orange shirt. Any kind of orange. Not picky. Give him an orange shirt. He's sitting next to the girl with the black hair, right? Sitting next to her. And then let's give him some blue pants so it looks like he's wearing jeans. Go ahead and find that blue crayon. If you still are holding your orange crayon, go ahead and set that down and start coloring his pants blue. Okay. All right, now take 3 seconds. 3, 2, 1. Let's give him some black shoes. There you go. They're under the table, aren't they? They're under. He's sitting so nicely. I'm so impressed. I have a hard time sitting in chairs like that. As a matter of fact, right now I am sitting crisscross in my chair. It's true. I wish you could see me. Okay, let's move over to the girl at the table that we can see her side. She's on the side. She's kind of over by that desk sitting at the table with the teacher. Do you see her? She's sitting across from the boy that we just colored. Let's give her hair brown. Let's give her hair brown. What does that even mean? Let's give her brown hair. Go ahead and color her hair brown. Which also begins with B. So we'll put brown hair on her. She has 2 little bangs. Try to color that neatly. She's sitting nicely too. They're kind of all sitting nicely, aren't they? I like it. All right, put down your brown crayon. And then let's give her a green shirt. Any kind of green. I'm going to give her my yellow green. I like this light yellow sometimes. It's my favorite color, green. You probably already know that if you've done another Listen and Learn with me. So we'll give her a green shirt. And then let's give her some blue pants too, so it looks like she's wearing jeans. Because why not? Why not? Don't forget, there's another little leg under her chair and under the table. And then go ahead and put down your blue crayon in 3, 2, 1. Don't panic. Remember, you can always color at the end. Let's give her some green shoes to match her shirt. That would be fun. Green shoes are fun. Okay, put down that green crayon. And now let's look at some other things in the classroom. Do you see the computer? Yes. Me too. Let's color the computer. Let's do red. I mean, why not? Let's do the outside of the computer and the keyboard. So go around the computer, not the front part of it, with those little folders on it. We'll leave that blank for right now, and we'll just do that around the edges of the computer. Do you know what shape that is on the desktop, on that monitor? Yep, that's a rectangle. It's a rectangle shape on the monitor. And then we have a keyboard, and we're going to color that whole thing red. And then we have, do you see the little mouse? Let's color that red too. Okay. Go ahead and put down your red crayon in 3, 2, One, now let's color the inside of the monitor where those three little folders are. Let's color that blue because that's usually blue, right? I think so. So go ahead. If you already colored this part red on accident, that's okay. Just color blue on top. It happens. So this is a rectangle shape inside.
Can you say rectangle?
No, you gotta say it like this.
Rectangle.
Yes, good job. All right, put down your blue crayon in 2 seconds. 2, 1. Do you see the stars on that desk? I love that those drawer handles are stars. How cool is that? Let's color those stars yellow. How many are there? 1. I'm going to color and count. 1, 2, 3, 4. Awesome. Okay, put down that yellow crayon. Now let's look at the girl reading on the floor. It looks like she's reading to herself because she's not reading to the teacher, is she? All right, she has bows in her hair too. Let's give her pink bows in her hair. How many bows does she have? Yep, she has 2 bows in her hair. And then, you know what would be fun? Let's make her a twin with the girl sitting at the table with the 2 bows in her hair. So let's give the girl on the floor, sitting on the carpet, laying down on the carpet, let's give her black hair. We'll make these girls twins. Because guess what, boys and girls? I am a twin. I am, in real life. I have a twin sister. I do. Her name is Carrie. It's true. We don't look alike, though. Because we don't. We're called fraternal twins. But I've always wanted to look like her because she's pretty. Okay, so she has black hair and she's funny. She makes me laugh. All right, we have black hair. Put your black crayon down in 2, 1. And since they're twins, what color did we color the girl at the table? What color did we color her shirt? Yeah, so find a purple crayon and let's give her purple shirt. 2, so that she matches her twin sister. Just for fun. Why not? Just for fun. We'll make them matching. So we need to give her, you can't see it very good, so I'm still working on her purple shirt. You can't see it really good, but we're going to give her some blue pants because you know what I just saw? So go ahead on the girl on the floor, give her some blue pants. I just noticed, boys and girls, the girl at the table, do you see her at the table? We forgot to do her pant legs under the chair. So with your blue crayon under the chair, the girl with the black hair at the table with her teacher, you see those blue legs sticking out underneath the chair? Color those blue when you have a second. When you have a second, color those blue. Okay. And take 3 more seconds. 3, 2, 1. Put down all your crayons. Go down to the star. See where the star is? On the bottom of your page and all the letters. Okay, did you bring your finger to school today? I hope you brought at least one. I want you to touch the star with your finger. And now touch the A. We're going to read these letters and touch them as we go. If you already know them, read with me. If you're waiting to learn them, listen. Ready? Touch the A and let's move our finger, touch the letters and say them. Ready? Begin. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. Next row. J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q. Next row. R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, Z. Okay, go back up to the star. See the letter A? It's black. And then we scoot over and we see the letter B, and it's kind of like a bubble shape we can fill in. We're going to fill in the letter B with our orange crayon. So I want you to color the letter B. Because we were looking at that letter B today with, I mean, not even trying, with blue and bow and brown and black. B says B. Color that B orange. B says B. And then scoot your finger. We have C, D, E, F, G. And the next letter is H. And we can color inside of it. Let's color it orange also. H says H. H says H. Can you say what H says? H says H. Okay, put down your orange crayon. Go to the next row. We have J, K, L, M. We can fill that in. Let's color it in purple. M says mmm. M says mmm. Can you say it? M says mmm. Scoot down. We have N, O, P. We can fill in the letter P. Let's use our purple crayon. P says p. P says p. P. Okay, put down your purple crayon. Next row, R. It's ready to be filled in. You see that? It's ready to be filled in. Let's color it green. R says r. R says r. Color that in. Can you say what R says? R says r. Very good. Scoot down. We have S, T, U, V, W, X. We can fill in the X. Go ahead, fill it in with your green crayon. X says X.
It's one of my favorite letters because I love how it sounds.
X says X. You try it. X says X. There you go. Kind of like fire's being put out. X. All right, put down your green crayon and go down to the heart. Do you see the heart? The number next to the heart is zero. I want you to touch and say the numbers with me. If you already know them. If you don't, just listen. Ready? Zero. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine. Find your blue crayon. Any kind of blue will work. I'm going to use my light blue. We have 0, 1, 2. It's the first number that we can fill in. Let's fill it in with our blue crayon. Fill it in. The girl had two bows in her hair. Okay, scoot over. We have 3. Then we have 4. Let's fill in the number 4. Remember, there were 4 stars on the desk drawers. 4 stars. 1, 2, 3, 4. Scoot over. We have 5, 6, 7, 8. Fill in the number 8 with your blue crayon. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And then you may put down your blue crayon because, boys and girls, we did it. You rock, I roll. Together we rock and roll. Thanks so much for hanging out with me today. I'll see you next time. Bye.